the First Lady of the United States. 4 more years for the big chief. Miss Michelle Obama, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Morning, Sybil. How are you all doing?
Good
doing
morning.
Good, doing good.
How are you?
Yeah.
Doing great, you know, ready for it. We got a big night tonight, and we're working hard. I mean, as you guys know, voter registration deadlines are fast approaching and in states all over the country. Early voting started in Iowa and Ohio.
Yeah.
So people are voting as we speak. They are voting for the next president of the United States. So
it felt
pretty
good.
Exciting.
It felt good yesterday when I got to work. I got all these text messages from people in line in the rain to early vote in Ohio.
You know, that is just that is amazing news on so many different levels, Tom and Sybil, you know, because you all have been working so hard to push voting, you know, and I always say this, whether you vote for my husband or whether you vote for somebody else, the point is that we have to be engaged in this political process. We have to make sure our voices are heard. So it is very refreshing to hear that people are pumped up, standing in line, not taking anything for granted. So that's good news.
Yeah.
And especially young black men. One of our commentators, Jeff Johnson, has an organization called Black Men Vote. And it really is vital that this year, especially, that we get a lot of those people who are described, not necessarily are, but as described as disaffected voters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're seeing some of that and really telling them what the issues are and how important it is that they get them.
And as we've seen over the past several years, I mean, not just the past 4 years, but for the past decade, you know, who's in the White House determines so much about how our country looks, you know, whether or not we have health care, when we go to war and why, who's on our Supreme Court and the decisions that that court makes, you know, how our tax policies work. I mean, you know, whether kids have money for college grants and student loans. I mean, all of that. And for young people, you know, it is so important for them to understand that they're going to inherit all of this, you know, like it or not. You know, Barack and I, you, Sib, all of us, we're going to be moving on to the next phases of our lives, and all of these challenges are going to wind up on their lap.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want them to be actively engaged as early as possible in shaping the country that they're going to live in and have to raise their kids in.
And give somebody and give those people that your husband needs to get these laws passed.
Absolutely.
In the House and the Senate.
Well, we're understanding that, you know, you can have a president you love, but if you don't have a Congress that's willing to work, you know, you wind up stalled in so many ways. And I think that Barack has done a phenomenal job working around a Congress that has never been willing to help move the country forward on so many different issues. But I think he's done everything humanly possible to get things passed around the margins. But, you know, just imagine where this country will be when we have Barack Obama as president and we have a Congress that's ready to work hand in hand and willing to compromise to, you know, make sure that this country moves forward for everyone. So it's critical. It's critical. This is an important month before us, you know, and the debates are going to happen this evening, as you very well know. And I think it's important for people to tune in just to make sure they understand where each candidate stands on the issues.
I think everybody is going to be tuned in. This is going to be a big ratings night tonight. It's going to be a huge
ratings. I'll be there.
How's the big chief? Is he ready?
He's good. He's been he's been in debate prep, so he's, you know, they work hard on these debates.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I think he's calm, and I think he's going to do well because he's done a great job.
Yes, he has.
Over these past 4 years, and he has a really good, solid, common sense plan for moving this country forward, lowering the deficit in a balanced way, making sure that the wealthiest of us pay a little bit more while we're still cutting trillions of dollars off of the budget. You know, but having money to invest in cleaning our environment and making sure that kids get the education they need, that we've got teachers in the classrooms, that we've got police officers on the street, you know, that we're building our roads and our bridges. I mean, it's a plan that is broad-based and really thinking about building, you know, as he says, an economy that's built to last. And it requires discipline in terms of our fiscal responsibility, but it also requires a level of investment in our future. And mm-hmm. our future is our young people. So we've got to make sure they're getting the kind of education that they need, and that costs. There are costs there. So,
and you're going to give him the ceremonial fist bump before he goes out, the hug and fist bump.
Not only is this a big number one debate, but this is your anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, you're right.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Oh yay for us.
How many years?
20 years. 20 years.
You got to give him 20 fist bumps.
20 fist bumps. Yep. Yeah, it is our anniversary.
All right, Miss First Lady.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yes, congratulations.
Made it through 2 decades.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
All right.
You so much.
And we'll be watching tonight.
Sounds good. Make sure people go to GottaVote.com. They got to register. You can't vote if you're not registered. And registration deadlines are fast approaching. And don't procrastinate. If you can early vote, do it now and then spend Election Day helping to get other people to the polls.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you all so much. You all are amazing.
No, you are amazing.
You are amazing. No. You are amazing. Thank you. Thank
all right, you.
First Lady.
God bless you. Thank you.
Michelle Obama.